Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And, I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good? All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Set that.
The flamethrower right there.
You know what?
Boiler up.
Wow, Stefanovic's fifth three of this. Well, no, that's actually his first of the second half. Because we're technically into the second half here on the show. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay, Derek Piper. You got us for another 50 minutes.
For everyone wondering out there, the Raiders by 2.5 tonight against the Jags in the Hall of Fame game.
Hall of Fame.
I am not betting that. It's just on the TV screen here in the studio, so I thought I'd mention.
Have you ever been to Canton, Ohio in the Hall of Fame?
I have.
So have I. And when you first walk in, there's like four Illinois things. Like they have the quarterback class of like Elway and like Tony Eason was on that. I don't know. There were like four different Illinois references in like the first room I got to. Now maybe they changed that around. Maybe
you
that
have
just
a great memory, because that my my memory outside of the sculpted heads,
yes,
is nothing. Pretty vague.
No, I'm guessing, like, I don't remember anything else minus the sculpted heads. The bus, is that what they call them? Is it a bus?
Bus, yeah.
But no, I just remember, I guess because of the Illinois factor. Well, not I guess it is. That I just remember thinking, my goodness, I'm in the first room, and Illinois is, like, represented four times. I think Dick Butkus was in there, and there was something else. So it was pretty cool. But, yeah, it was cool to go there. And then we went out on the football field and threw a football around. And I don't know if we were supposed to. Like, we just walked out there and just started throwing a football around. And nobody came out and said anything. So that's the field, I think, that they'll play the Hall of Fame game on tonight. So I've been on that field. I was like 4 for 4 on that field. Completion.
That's better than I'm hearing on some of these quarterback training camp reports and 7 on 7. That is a rip on you, Justin Fields.
Oh, boy.
Zach Wilson.
Oh, boy.
So it's not just Justin Fields, but I've heard the Bears. Have you read much on your Cardinals?
I have. They gave DJ Humphreys, they extended him, our left tackle. Isaiah Simmons, there's like this issue of a lot of reporters think that he's going to line up at safety now. Instead of linebacker, if you will, but I just think he's going to be roving all over. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not expecting great things out of the Cardinals.
You got a tough schedule.
You do. They do. I'm sorry. They do. Of course, DeAndre Hopkins not going to be there for 6 games. AJ Green is old. So I don't know. Rondale Moore is good. And then, of course, Hollywood Brown was traveling 126. Is that where you were getting at?
No, I wasn't trying to do that.
Oh, yeah, he was traveling 126 miles an hour in the POV lane, which I should know what that is. I've driven in that lane, actually,
is
in
it
Arizona.
POV?
Is it POV?
Isn't it usually HOV?
Or maybe it's HOV.
POV, point of view.
What is HOV?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, that's the lane, I guess, that you can,
whatever. Maybe in Arizona, it's the POV.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think it's HOV. But anyway, he was going 126 miles an hour. Now, this, of course, on the heels of last year with
Henry Ruggs
going, I mean, I think he was going that fast when he struck and killed the lady there in Vegas. So, yeah, I mean, not good optics.
It's not.
Hollywood. And, you know, the Cardinals traded a first-round pick for him, and you're expecting things out of him. And the more I watch of him, I'm just like, I don't know.
There's been a lot of off-the-field stuff for the Cardinals here this offseason.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I'm busy reading about the Bears had a two-minute drill at the end of practice on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Where they had, on their own 20, a minute 20 to go down the field, and they went three in and out both times in attempting it. They had a 7-on-7 drill, and I think Fields completed 2 of 8 or 9 passes. The offensive line stinks, which is absolutely surprising. I don't know anyone that would have seen that coming.
Can you even name 3 offensive linemen on the Bears?
Riley Reiff, they just signed.
Oh, from Iowa.
Was he on Iowa?
Or that was his brother, maybe. There was a Reiff kid for Iowa that was like a first-round pick.
Yeah. Sam Mustipher.
Oh.
Cody Whitehair.
Sam Mustipher.
There aren't names that are really
wow
noteworthy. And another thing that really didn't... I just scratched my head. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Apparently, David Montgomery's practicing on kick return.
What?
You're starting running back?
What?
They had him listed, and there was a quote in the article. He's like, well, I saw my name.
Oh, my God.
They're reporting for special teams, so I did. What are we doing?
I don't know, but I hit the wrong button.
Oh, you're about to go blasphemous.
Sorry.
That is blasphemous.
How I should have had this rolling.
You say such a thing. That is insane.
I mean, you got rid of Tariq Cohen, right?
Yeah, we did.
And then he got hurt again.
He's unfortunately had a lot of
Have you
injuries.
Read about his life? So he did one of those. He did an article that says, if I could go back and tell young Tariq what's going to happen in life. One of those things. You know how they, what is it called? Like the athletes do like a, they do an article on themselves.
Yeah, the Players Tribune, I know is.
That's it. So
Tribune or Tribute?
Is it Cohen? Why am I?
Tariq Cohen, yeah.
He did one. Like, he's had one brother was shot and killed. He's just, and one brother, I think, was paralyzed in an accident. But just a rough life for him. And then right when he was almost about ready to. Now, he did enough to get that big contract. But then I think he tore his ACL right, and he's tried to come back from that. And I think he's torn it again.
He had either an ACL or an Achilles. I think it was an Achilles,
Achilles
in a workout, non-contact. He was just working out. And someone was filming his workout, and you can hear the pop of his Achilles on the video. It's just,
man.
It's really sad.
That's not good. Well, we talked about the Bears offensive line. Don't know much about the Bears offensive line, me. I don't think it's going to be very good.
It won't.
Which will be what, about the 4th straight year? Of a bad offensive line in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, that has not been the case at Illinois.
Correct.
That is one area where Illinois football has been able to kind of hang their hat on, if you will, to use that cliche, of an offensive line that really for the last 2 years, the last 2 seasons, not only was it a good offensive line, but those guys stayed healthy and played a lot of games together. And so, obviously, no Vedarian Lowe this season. He moves on. As does Doug Kramer, who's now with the Bears, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
So maybe see a little Doug Kramer this season in Chicago.
He's actually been taking some snaps with the ones.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be cool. I mean, that might say a lot about the Bears offensive line. Nothing against Doug.
Undrafted center is maybe going to be your starting center, potentially.
Oh, boy.
At some point this year. Yeah, that's that's good.
But there still are some unknowns about this Illinois football offensive line. Obviously, Palcheski, Julian Pearl, those are a couple of guys that you can count on as veterans coming back. And I think Palcheski is your right tackle. Like Julian Pearl will be your left tackle.
Yep.
And then on that guard, I don't know, Pilstrom, I guess, would be one guard. Or is he your center?
I think he's your center.
He's your center.
Isaiah Adams, a JUCO transfer, will be slotted as your right guard, and Jordan Slaughter your left guard.
Okay.
It's a familiar name, but a guy that hasn't gotten a ton of reps.
Mm-mm.
Pilstrom's been in some games as well, but not that much as a starter. Or
former tight end, right? Pilstrom?
Is that right?
I believe, unless I'm wrong on that. Of course, they've got a big group of, and I mean big, like you can use big in every sense of the word, of freshmen offensive linemen coming in, but you're probably not counting on them right away. So, you know, is depth going to be a concern on that line?
Could be.
Could be.
I think Josh Kreutz, redshirt freshman, your backup center. just don't have as much experience this year. I mentioned earlier in the week that the stat from Pro Football Focus was 25% of your snaps on the offensive line are back this year. So losing 75% of your snaps is tough.
Yes, it is.
So you just have more unproven guys than what we're accustomed to, which a stretch there each and every year is like, oh, four starters are back.
Right.
Even last year,
yep,
quite a few.
And they stayed healthy. That was the amazing thing. Too. For the most part, they stayed healthy. One of the guys that Bart Miller, the offensive line coach, we've got about 2 minutes of Bart Miller here, but one of the guys he alludes to is one of those big freshmen from Norway. Is that right? Magnus?
Oh, yeah.
Werner? Is that his name? Was that his name? He alludes to him in this interview. That's why I wanted to bring him up. Or is it Moeller? It was Moeller.
Magnus Moeller.
And
what a name.
Yeah, that's an awesome name. So don't forget him down the road, you know, obviously. But yeah, this is offensive line coach Bart Miller today after practice about his offensive line unit.
I've got to get the first group ready to go. I got to keep pushing Palcho, and there's a little bit of kind of throw him into the fire and learn and kind of throw a bunch at him because the game is chaotic, right? And when you're out there, it's very intense and it can lead to panic if they're not composed. And so those guys got to learn how to slow things down, how to learn, take it step by step. Focus on the details and really focus on their assignment and then get better as the offense expands for them. And then we come back and do individual learning and do private teaching and things like that and kind of overlap stuff that they need to continue to work. And then we do developmental periods of practice. They have been able to get some reps and inside drill and individual work and things like that. So it's kind of a two-fold process, really, you know, and throw it at them and then come back and fill in kind of the gaps.
Can you comment on these freshmen and just the body types you brought in? Just almost every one of them is over 300 pounds. And Paucho even commented, I was 265 as a freshman and asked to do some things. This is these are different human beings.
Yeah, they're a Big Ten lineman. And that's what we're going for. That's what we're recruiting for. We want massive, mauling, tough, physical, smart players. You know, and that's not saying we're going to recruit a bunch of guys that aren't unathletic and can't move. But we're looking for a specific skill set, and we're looking for people to be able to move the football and change the line of scrimmage. And so that comes with size, that comes with strength, that comes with athleticism, balance, being able to flexibility, mobility, things like that. So that's what we're looking for.
Is the kid from Denmark, is he a little more advanced than the freshman because of the club ball that he's played?
Magnus is incredibly intelligent. He's very football savvy, you know, for someone that really has not played the American game, you know, growing up over there. But he has played a lot of football, and he's had to teach and coach other players over there. So he's kind of had to do a Reg Dunlop a little bit, player coach Reg Dunlop out there in Denmark. So that's helped him come in here, right? Helped him come in here with the knowledge that he has for the game, really. He's pretty advanced in his football IQ, and it's been allowing us to teach him more things, and now we got to continue to work on his strength and development. But I'm pleased with all those guys. All those guys really, they're smart kids. They're tough
kids. I mean, tough kids. I cut that off. My apologies. But when you think of Magnus Moeller, I think of the world's strongest man, right? I mean, that's kind of the names those guys had.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that, you know, once this kid gets some strength, some more muscle, et cetera, and really understands the techniques like you should, I'm thinking he's a three-year starter for Illinois, and he's like Tony Mandrich, even though Mandrich was like the number one pick in the NFL and maybe the biggest bust that's ever been, not at Michigan State. Now, he was roided up crazy, but he was one hell of an offensive lineman at Michigan State. I'm not saying Moeller's going to be roided up or be a bust in the NFL, but I'm just expecting him to like be this – dominant guy that, like, you know, ABC comes in to do a game and they're focused on Magnus Moeller, and he's got like black stuff on his under his eyes.
Oh yeah,
you know, like the warrior,
not the like stick on one.
No,
so you got
no.
The eye black that's rubbed down.
Yes.
Or maybe
and his wrists are taped up and he's and it's 14 below zero and he has no shirt on minus his pads and jersey, and it's like Magnus Moeller. That's what I'm expecting out of him.
I love that picture you painted. 6'9", 300, which you'd imagine is only going to go up. And yeah, how about a late November game against USC, who's not going to like the cold anyway, or the contact mag is going to implement.
He's really 6'9".
6'9".
He's taller than three quarters of the Illinois basketball team. 6'9". How are you an offensive lineman at 6'9"? Oh, that's amazing. It is amazing what athletes are now. It's ridiculous.
Wouldn't it be funny if another team put like a small running back at defensive end to try to like run around him? Because you can't power through that kind of guy. I wouldn't imagine.
No.
Not to say you can't have a, especially if it's USC, it's like a five-star defensive end that's got speed. Goodness. But
I've always said one of the neatest things, Bucky Babcock was his name. And I think did he go to Stillman Valley? But they won a state championship, and there were all these big dudes. They had this little, small little guy that played defense for them that was like almost like a nose guard. And what he was, I guess he was an unbelievable, like, state wrestling champion. Mm. And he would be so quick that offensive linemen, like centers, had to snap the ball and try to find him. And so he was like, he dominated that game. And I can remember watching that state championship game because I wanted to see Babcock, knowing he was coming to Illinois. And I was like, who's this small little dude? And he just went out and dominated that game. It was unbelievable how much smaller he was than everybody on there. But he was so strong and so wiry and so quick that I'm like, man, that actually makes sense. So that kind of to your point with Magnus, don't be messing with Mags. Don't be doing it. I don't know where you're. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Brad Underwood chats on his Illinois basketball team and the summer workouts that are now done. It is The Drive.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at pdrauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Big Van Dyke, a buyer's worth. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
What do you mean, I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way. Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So, I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow!
Hey lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, appliance world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Additional greenhouse savings are going on now at Prairie Gardens. Take 40% off all perennials with fresh new shipments in bud and bloom for your summer garden. All 40% off. And save 40% off all ornamental grasses. Plus, all flowering shrubs are 25% off. Shop beautiful butterfly bushes, hydrangeas, and more. Entire stock, 25% off. Hurry in for these summer PG greenhouse savings and more right now at Prairie Gardens. Locally owned plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
A very special night is coming to the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. Owner Donnie Curtis is inviting nurses for a free dinner at the Long Branch on Monday, August 22nd. 40 nurses are invited for a steak dinner to say thank you for what you do, for caring for so many, and for all you've endured over the past few years. If you are a nurse and you would like a free steak dinner, text in NURSE to 217-359-2255 and we'll be glad to reserve your spot. Thank you, nurses, for all you do from the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
High School St. Thomas More. Golf outing, Lake of the Woods, when's that happening?
It is happening August 5th. If you don't have a foursome, you can sign up, you know, one or two of you also. It's $100 a golfer. Come out and you can grab a box lunch, then a shotgun start at 1. And it's a scramble, so, you know, you have some fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not a golfer and you just want to come to the Shindig, or, you know, we're having a barbecue, so you can even get tickets just for that. If that final auction item is at that, all the coaches will be out there. You'll be able to meet them if you want to. It should be a good time.
August 5th, how can people get information, Hillary Wells?
On the website, it's 8S. www.truckerlives-fem.org.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Trucker Lives Matter, presented by Gail Fredericks Trucking. Today, we have a special guest, Donna, the operations manager at GFT. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dixie. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, Donna, what's so special about driving for GFT?
First and foremost, our drivers truly matter. They get top pay plus opportunities for monthly bonuses, every weekend at home, paid holidays and vacations, and they are pre-dispatched so they aren't wasting time waiting on us.
Oh, girl, I love money. Tell me more about the pay.
We pay on percentage, so our rate increases have meant our driver pay has actually exceeded inflation. Our van drivers have averaged 78 cents per mile this year, and our flatbedders have seen 82 to 85 cents per mile on average.
Donna, tell our trucking audience how they can get on with GFT.
Our openings are limited, but professional drivers can call 765-793-7131 or email dixie@gftlog.com.
There you have it, drivers. Call 765-793-7131 today.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Time for another Stever. The Stever program is where I give you my money and you keep and use the stuff. All right, today from Merle Norman. All right, Merle Norman is, I mean, unbelievably great when it comes to makeup and your skin. Maryland will help you. Now, here's what the offer is. I'm going to give you a free color analysis, and I'll give you $100 to buy makeup from Merle Norman, made right here in America. In fact, made in Los Angeles. Maryland is so good at what she does. So if you would like my $100 bill and a free color analysis from Merle Norman, all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com, and click accept. That's all you have to do. You have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to fill out my survey as to how they did, how you liked working with Marilyn. Okay, Merle Norman, our Stever offer, GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email later on, late afternoon or evening, if you win. Rooting for you, GoStever.com, click accept for Merle Norman.
I'm Kofi Coburn. When it comes to facing my opponents on the basketball court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, Kofi. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries that's easy to get when and where you need it, OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays, or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, final day tomorrow. So make sure you're tuning in for that. We'll have some fun with Trevor. He does not want any kind of a send-off. So we're not supposed to say any good things about Trevor tomorrow, I guess. So that's fine with
me.
What are
you going to
do? Right up my alley. I mean, that's just playing right into my strength. So I don't know.
So apparently we're not allowed to do that. He's just going to have to send himself off.
Yep. He'll just have to say where he's going to work and say goodbye. And we'll just sit here and say, well, it's about time. 6 years was too long. That's what I'm going to tell him. that's my, what's the word I'm trying to not get sad. So that's my defense.
There you go.
Speaking of defense, Illinois' defense is going to be pretty good this year in basketball. And Brad Underwood said, you know, the key to defense is you can't have a quiet defense. In other words, you have to communicate. And that was part of what he had talked about yesterday when he met with the media. I know you were there for a lot of this. And, you know, it's one of those where, like, Sky Clark, I mean, you had a great article about how all these freshmen are gelling. Hopefully everybody's gelling. Matthew Meyer, a little bit of a back problem. They don't think that's going to be a problem. So, I don't know. I mean, I know we got a long way to go, but overall it sounds like Brad was pretty encouraged by these summer workouts.
He was, and to that point, they focused a lot on defense. They want to be a team that can hang their hat on that, and they've been able to do that here in the past, the last couple of years with their success, and we knew how good of a defender Trent Frazier was, and Kofi in the middle, like you had limitations with
yes.
defending on the perimeter, but certainly someone that could defend the rim and protect the paint. So not having that now allows you to do some different things, though. So to turn up the pressure, the ability to press full court at times, and with their athleticism, when you bring in a guy like a Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, pretty – long and rangy as well. We know that RJ has that same type
yes.
of a mold, and you just have more length and athleticism in that bodes well for your defense. So I wouldn't be surprised if this team is further along defensively even going into the year. And I think that ultimately they do have pretty high upside at that end. I know that Brad saw that this summer and just a lot of talent in that room. We'll see how it meshes still and when you implement X's and O's and everything. But yeah, they're pretty pleased with what they were able to see this summer.
And for Sky Clark, not just athleticism now, but health. And that's the key, according to Brad Underwood.
It's the end of what was a 8-week summer, 12-week for a freshman. I think it's always an exciting time to get through the summer, let these guys go home, enjoy some of mom's home cooked meals, sleep in their own bed, see family, and then really get re-energized for the start of fall. They'll obviously be back in here on the 21st, and yet it's been a very productive summer. All the freshmen except Ty, the other three were here for 12 weeks. That paid dividends. We've seen that in the weight room. We've seen it with weight gain. Sky is cleared. He's 100%. That happened a week ago, so really a significant summer for him in terms of his growth and the mental piece. He had his best workout of the year, his last one yesterday, and so seen significant growth and sincere in terms of adding weight and Jaden's improvement and strength gain has been well received. So. Ty joined us, obviously, after his gold medal performance with USA Basketball and just jumped right in and fit perfectly. So, good summer, and I thought we touched on a lot of things team-wise, especially on the defensive side. But the biggest thing is getting those guys in the weight room. Obviously, we did not have Zach. Zach is playing. Jeff just got home this morning. From Turkey, watching Zach play with the French national team and the U18s. He had a great day today with 18 and 13. They're a very, very good team. Could win it. And you know, Jeff thought he was in line to possibly be the MVP if they did win it. So we're still going through all the admissions and I-20 stuff with him and his process, but expect him here for the start of school as the world championships then end this weekend. So he'll get a couple weeks off and we'll expect him here late August. So great summer. You know, it was a shorter summer with Matt. Matt got in after he finished his degree at Baylor, got in the middle of July. And then fought a few little nagging back things that kept him out some, but we'll have him full go and ready to blow and go, so to speak, in August. So great summer, excited. It's quickly upon us, but right now it's about everybody kind of catching your breath, getting a little time away, and that's good for the coaches as well. And we have the mandatory dead period coming up on the 6th, and so plan to all of us take advantage of that during this time.
What's the I-20 stuff that you mentioned with Zach?
It's just admissions process. The university has to issue an I-20, and he has to be fully admitted. He has to be through the clearinghouse and eligibility center. That allows him to then set his appointment with the embassy in France to get into school. So it's just a procedural thing that has to happen with all international students.
What kind of catching up does Sky have to do yet?
No, he's in pretty good place. Conditioning wise is his biggest challenge. You know, being limited, he worked extremely hard. You know, in talking with Paul Schmidt and Fletch, they were extremely impressed with his work ethic, his dedication to getting that back and 100% healthy. I think that gives him tremendous confidence on the mental side, you know, he's got to have a productive fall in terms of just getting back in shape and at the level that he'll need to be to play.
What are some of the biggest things you learned about your team this summer?
We're long, we're athletic, I think that you know, this group has had a tremendous energy about them that's really refreshing. It's nice to see. I think that this team has tremendous speed and versatility. We've seen that. We've seen all kinds of guys bouncing around and experimenting with playing different positions. I think we've got an opportunity to be an elite defensive team. We spent a majority of our time on that side of things, just trying to develop chemistry and those sort of things. But our ability to do different things on that side of the court, it really excites me.
Were Matt's back issues something you thought were going to be a problem coming in, or is that something?
Yeah, it's just muscular. It wasn't anything significant. So it was just a matter of, you know, he hadn't done anything while he was finishing up and came back, and it was just insignificant.
What will be important for Zach to do when he gets here after missing all summer?
Yeah, it's a really hard adjustment. I don't downplay that. You know, just coming to the States, getting acclimated, is what our concern is. We'll bring him along slowly. Obviously, his time with Fletch, you know, getting back into shape. Now he's played as much competitive basketball as any of our guys, but you know, just getting up to speed. And we didn't do a ton this summer in terms of X's and O's where he'll feel like he's behind. Where he'll be behind is just terminology, getting up to speed from a chemistry standpoint with the rest of our guys. But again, we want to make sure he's comfortable in his environment. He handles the academic side as well as the basketball side, and all that can be challenging being, you know, his first time.
After everything you went through injury-wise last year, is there anything other than Matt and this guy that has concerned you over the summer, or is everybody pretty much good?
Everybody's been great, and I think Fletch feels like we had a great summer. I take tremendous confidence in his opinion and how he feels about our goings on from that side of things. He thinks we made strides where we needed to make them. He thinks our returners got better. RJ was 210 the other day, which is the first time he's hit that mark. You know, a lot of work, a lot of credit goes to, you know, Fletch and Palmer for their job, not just in the weight room, but on the nutrition side. And, you know, to get RJ from, you're talking 180 pounds when he got here to 210 now. They eat every meal with him. So it's a big piece of the development of our student athletes, and to reach those milestones is really something that's great. And, you know, we saw Dane Deja under 260. Dane's had a terrific summer. He's gone the other way in terms of weight loss. He's built his stamina. He's been running stadium steps every morning. He's been putting himself in position to be in elite shape when the season starts, and it's a lot of hard work to do that.
How are you able to bring Sky along from a basketball standpoint as he worked over the last 12 weeks to get cleared?
Yeah, he was able to do individual stuff, and now it's just a matter of you know, he would do possessions. You know, he couldn't go full bore all the time. And, you know, so he hasn't missed a ton. He's missed the conditioning piece of the continual running. And now that he's cleared for that, we did a good amount of that the last 2 days in our workouts when he was cleared, and he's looked terrific. So, you know, his conditioning, that'll be the one thing that he'll, you know, have to go. He's missed a year of playing, and just that feeling you get of being fatigued and having to push through it, he's always been stopped because he's never been able to get to that point. But the leg itself is 100%. We saw some of that bounce and quickness and explosion in these last 2 days, and that's exciting to see.
You've often talked about how the time it takes to build defensive comfort with each other and communication. What buy-in have you seen from the freshmen on that, or is that something you have to really sell to them?
No, it's... the hardest part on the defensive side is getting guys to communicate. You know, we have a saying, quiet teams lose, and freshmen are undecisive or indecisive in sometimes what to say. And so the communication piece of it is just helping them understand what to say. This is a willing group on the defensive side. Sincere, Ty Rogers, those guys have take so much pride. Jaden Epps, great pride in what they do on that side of things. And we talk about it. That's the difference between playing and not playing a lot is what you do on the defensive side. So they've all three been, and again, Sky will be that once he's in those things now. But I take a lot of comfort knowing those guys are willing to work on that end, and they know they've got to do that to play.
Brad, Sky's been open and adamant in the videos you guys have put out about his hesitancy about the leg throughout this whole deal. It's one thing to be healthy, it's another thing to be back. How are you going to try to drag that in through that?
The biggest piece is knowing that he's healthy. And you know, I think we've seen a freed up, and I say that from a mental side, we've seen Sky freed up the last 2 days just knowing, okay, he tested out, his leg is actually stronger than the other one. The doctor said, you're good. And there's a tremendous comfort in that. And until you hear that, you're always a little bit cautious. And now it's just a matter of him playing. But we've seen that the last 2 days. He's not guarded. People think with an ACL it's just running and jumping. It's actually stopping and turning and pivoting, and those things were, you know, you come off a ball screen and you got to pivot on that foot to turn and shoot a jump shot. And boy, we saw him pop up yesterday and shoot two and elevate, and it was it was the Sky I saw 2 years ago. So it's great to see that. And I think he's through that mental piece, and he feels great about it, knowing he's 100%.
Did you get an idea this summer who the shot makers are going to be for you?
Not really. I think you look at Matt. I think Matt's a guy that has had an uncanny ability his whole career to make hard, tough shots. I think he does it at all three levels. I think he does it off the bounce. I think he does it, with catch and shoot. He can score in the post. He's got a knack on the offensive glass. I think Terrence Shannon, TJ's a guy that, give him the ball one-on-one, he's a load to handle. He's worked really hard. He's been in at 4:45 every morning. This summer he shoots 600 threes a day. I think he's improved that aspect of his game leaps and bounds. He's a guy that, again, we'll need those two veterans. I think you start looking at RJ. I think you start looking at Coleman. Coleman may have, I haven't talked about him, may have been as good as anybody we've had in terms of both ends of the court. So I don't know who it'll be yet, but we got a little time to figure that out.
Do you have anything to say about Coleman's maturation and mentality and how it's grown this summer?
Yeah, we've seen a big change in just his leadership. He's a veteran. We've challenged him with all of those things. His IQ, his feel, we've talked a lot with him about being the leader. We put different emphasis on him. We need him to be a high minute guy for us. That works in conditioning. That works in his leadership in the weight room. He's never worked harder than he's worked this summer, and that alone is great maturation. It's showing for him. He's been phenomenal.
Sorry. So with Zach, I mean, what's it been kind of like with you guys to kind of see him separate himself in that U18 environment overseas over the last couple of days?
It's pretty fun. It's pretty good to watch. You see a guy that is doing it on the highest stage. That event is filled with pros and future NBA prospects, and you're seeing him do it in a ultra competitive environment. Now, some of their games have been in their pool play have been blowouts, but it's still the best in the world. His teams are very talented. He's surrounded himself with very good players. I love seeing that, because when he gets to this level, he's going to be around other guys who are pros, You know, I think he had a sequence 2 games ago where he had 4 straight assists. They ran offense through him in short rolls. All those things translate. So he's been, you know, he's been chasing balls on the glass. All those things are things that translate to this level. So, you know, you start doing that at 6'10", 6'11", and you get some positive things in front of him for us.
How beneficial are these workouts from a recruiting standpoint? You can bring in a kid and show him your style
sure,
of play.
Sure. You know, and I, again, we're going an hour or less every day, so it's not the full boat in terms of what they would see in practice. But, you know, August 1st, we were able to bring young guys in, and we brought some unofficials in, and for them to have the opportunity to meet our guys and see how hard we work and see how we talk and what our process is here. And we talk a lot about that, and they can start to see how the work then gets translated into development, and that success then is seen on the court. So. Yeah, the more people we can get on campus, the better. And we'll obviously hope to have a very active fall in that area, getting young guys on camp.
That is Brad Underwood, Illinois basketball coach. Man, that is pretty probably awesome to bring in a young kid and say, well, actually, I could see it the other way going, well, you just got to beat out those 4 freshmen that are here. They'd be like, no thanks. No thanks to that. Look, Brad he's excited about this team.
He is.
I think he's excited about this.
You could say to James Brown, hey,
yeah,
Ty Rogers at the 3, Merez at the 4, Sky in the backcourt, Jaden. It'll work.
I'm anxious to see Dane Danger. I really am. And if he's good enough without ever really playing college basketball, would he play a couple games?
Yep.
If he's good enough to start on this team now, then he must be really good. And I'm not saying he is, but...
Either him or Coleman at the 5.
Yeah.
Regardless of who starts,
wow,
he's going to play a very key role.
It's going to be pretty cool. All right. Cardinals-Cubs coming up. Who'd we say is pitching now tonight?
Sean Newcomb for the Cubs.
Oh, that's right. Well, Newcomb.
Which when he's on... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Boom.
You can hit the,
yeah,
hit the
that
drop
was an
here,
actual
so.
Punt.
Jose Quintana.
Oh, that's
Cardinals
right.
Debut.
Okay.
Against the old Cubbies.
What are you expecting out of Jose Quintana?
Pretty good outing.
I am too.
Pretty solid. You know, 6 innings, maybe 2 earned. I'd take it.
I'm good with that.
I think Newcomb gets lit up.
Okay. Cardinals are a half game behind the Brewers.
They are.
So if they win tonight, they're tied with the Brewers in first place thanks to a sweep of the Cubs and the Pirates sweeping the Brewers. That is unbelievable. I'm going to run out of music, so I'm just going to let something else play into Cardinal baseball. You have a great night, Pipes.
You as well.
I will talk to you tomorrow. It is The Drive.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
With job or family demands, who has time for school?
You do, and it's your time to advance your future at Parkland College. Take Parkland classes at your pace with flexible schedules and formats that give you more time for family or work. Save money with affordable transfer credits, tuition assistance, and short-term training that gets you higher wages. Classes start August 22nd. Enroll now at parkland.edu/fall22.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg, Cats Juan Tay, and Derek Piper. Weekdays from 4 to 6, right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.